Good morning and welcome to the parish of St. Vincent Ferrer and St. Catherine of Siena. I'm Father Hyacinth, here again with Father Joseph. Again, he's normally the one who is hosting these parish messages, but today we wanted to hear about his patron saint, about St. Joseph, and what attracted you to St. Joseph, and also just what is it about this sort of strong, silent man of the Bible, this father of the Holy Family, that you would like to share with us today?
Yeah, so St. Joseph was one of the first saints that I really had a connection with. My family growing up, and even to this day, is a foster family for newborns. So anywhere from a few days old to a few months until they're adopted. And so, you know, spending my high school days taking care of foster children, foster babies, there's sort of a natural connection to Joseph, who is sometimes called the foster father of Jesus. There's other titles possible for him too. And so this natural, you know, this connection of like, what is it like to take care of a child with your whole heart while knowing that that God is his father? And that's one of the ways that I think God first woke up my heart as a high school boy. There's only so many ways to wake up a high school boy. And for me, taking care of newborns was one of them. But my sort of love for St. Joseph has developed over the years. And now as a priest, it's how, you know, the Eucharist in particular ways entrusted to priests to celebrate it well, to honor it, to adore the Eucharist, to lead the congregation in worship. And the Eucharist is at one time both the Lord Almighty, but also he comes to us in such a weak form, right? It's just food. And the Eucharist itself is not eye-catching. You have to put it in a monstrance to get people to look at it. In the same way, you know, just what happened on Christmas, the first Christmas, that God, the Lord Almighty, became this little baby. And sure, we sing songs about him now and we put halos in the pictures, but that first Christmas, he just looked like a newborn. To have faith that this newborn is truly the Almighty Lord, and that St. Joseph is charged both with protecting and caring for Christ in his weakness, but also for adoring and worshiping him in his divinity. In the same way, the priest has a particular sort of St. Joseph role with the Eucharist of both protecting and, you know, sort of being the presider at the liturgy, as far as the Eucharist is a weak thing, but at the same time, the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. All of his power is there. So the priest is also the adorer, is the disciple. And so that double role of both being the head of the Holy Family, but also being a humble disciple of the Lord, that I have a lot to learn from St. Joseph about that. And so I would ask for your prayers for myself and for all my brother priests, that we would have that heart of St. Joseph to give our strength to him, but also to be that disciple that listens and that worships and adores.
Well, that's beautiful. I heard this recently. So sometimes in pro-life circles, we ask the question, you know, who's more vulnerable than an infant in the womb? And sometimes I think the answer is the Eucharist, right?
Yeah.
Because God makes himself vulnerable for us. And so let's pray to St. Joseph that he would form our hearts to both adore the Lord and to care for him in his Eucharist. So thank you for joining us and have a good day.